A proposed 81-room hotel development in the Old Town is one of several projects being currently considered by the town that are a cause for concern. That's according to Center Street resident Marilyn Bartlett, one of about two dozen people who signed up to speak during the public portion of the planning committee meeting held last week at Town Hall, centered on the proposed Phillips Estate expansion that will front onto Queen Street and border Simcoe and Mississauga Streets. Only about half of the registered speakers ended up taking their place at the podium, but those who did raised a number of concerns ranging from parking, impacts on nearby homes, traffic, noise, the preservation of heritage characteristics and the proposed hotels fit into the neighborhood. Bartlett said that because of the project's proposed height, with the hotel reaching four stories, the developer is completely flouting the town's plan. Official plan and zoning bylaw amendments have been submitted by Van Riesen Hotel Group on behalf of property owner Rainer Hummel. The tallest building on the site currently is 10.66 meters, and the proposal would put the highest point at 16 meters. She says she believes the project, if approved by council, is not an appropriate fit, and claims that large-scale projects such as this are exploiting the town's charm, and in the process are destroying it one development at a time. Lawyer Sarah Premi, legal counsel for the developer, said in her presentation that the project will be an appropriate intensification of existing permitted uses. Pierre Hofstadter recently moved from Perth, Ontario, and currently lives on Johnson Street, very close to the Phillips Estate. "I would be only 5 feet from the property, and it would tower over my garage," he said, adding that his interpretation of the plans is that guests would have a clear view of his backyard. "We would lose all the privacy we enjoy today, not to mention the light and noise that would come along with it," he said. Simcoe Street resident Matt Hurlbert said the project is too tall and too massive overall, and that exceeding a three-story limit is problematic. "This obviously doesn't align with the plan or the character of the neighborhood," he said. Adam Makarovich, from Paradigm Transportation Solutions, said a parking study has determined that 163 parking spaces would be appropriate for the development. An underground parking structure would accommodate 149 of those spaces. The town previously said 177 parking spaces would be appropriate in Cowan. Maria Mavridis, a Queen Street business owner, said she feels that number is more suitable, especially when factoring staff parking. "I think the 177 spaces suggested by the town was suggested for a reason." Makarovich said a shared services formula was applied to the number of parking spaces needed, using an example of spa users visiting the site only during the day, opening up spots for restaurant guests in the evening. During an open house held September 11, residents also voiced concerns, and to date, the town has received 19 letters that include issues with the proposal, said heritage planner Denise Horn. The historic home at the site was built hundreds of years ago as a refuge for wealthy Americans who visited Niagara on the lake in the summer months. Now the estate, partially restored with plans to be an upscale hotel expanding over two bordering Simcoe Street lots, which in addition to a restaurant and spa will include a fourth floor with a rooftop deck. Horn said the home, as well as a greenhouse on the property, will be adaptively reused in the development, with their heritage elements preserved. The next steps include further vetting by the town's municipal heritage and urban design committees, followed by the site plan process. The development will then go to council through the form of a recommendation report before a decision is made.